Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hey guys, welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan. Thank you for tuning in. We had off last week, like I said. I went to New York for one of my best friend's wedding, and it was so much fun. As you can tell by my voice right now, I'm kind of sick, probably partied a little bit too much, but the good news is that I didn't fall. That was something that I thought for sure was going to happen, and it didn't. So very proud of myself. And she looked beautiful, and it was really just such a fun time. New York was like 65 degrees. It was such a relief to this humid hell we've been experiencing lately. So I'm just very grateful to be back and for you guys to hear this awesome episode, because I've been trying to get her in here for a while. She's super, super talented. You've probably seen her drawing of the Jacksonville skyline on your Instagram. And she is just an amazing person all around. So please welcome to Babecast, Kiara Sanchez, AKA, you may know her on Instagram as Kiartist.
This is so weird. I'm so used to that being on that side. So I keep like looking over there. Okay, sorry, this is a cluster because I'm like, so every time I've had a Babecast person come in since we moved, I'm like apologizing a million times because everything is like so out of whack for us over here.
I'm very impressed.
We're in a new studio, so here we are, brand new carpet, it smells like it, and brand new everything, and everything is throwing me off because it's in different spots than it normally is, but here we are. Kiara Sanchez.
Yes.
Do you want to go by your first and last name? Do you care?
Sure. Okay. First and last name is fine.
Great. Okay. So you're an illustrator, designer, director, art director. You're doing a lot of things. I've like been looking at your Instagram. But one thing that I want to start off by talking about is you just got engaged.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
Literally just got engaged.
Like
Saturday, actually.
Or over the, okay, so Saturday.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Were you expecting it at all?
No, the one day that I didn't guess he would ever do it was my birthday, so he was very smart.
Oh.
And totally did it on a day that I was not expecting.
So your birthday was on Saturday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, what a big day for you.
It was a very big day. I'm still very tired and
trying
to.
Like so emotional too, right?
Very emotional.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been best friends for almost 7 years.
Okay. And then you guys started dating and you fell in love.
Yeah. We met at Flagler College.
Oh, okay.
And we've had the same friend group like all 4 years of college. And
nice.
Then we surprised everyone literally right before graduation. We were like, hi, we're dating.
No one knew?
We tried to keep it a secret. They knew we liked each other like almost all 4 years of college. And then...
But then it was just like official, like there's no
at
denying
the end.
So how did he do it? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
I'm so interested.
So Friday, he actually surprised me. My whole family surprised me by my godmother from Puerto Rico showing up. And I hadn't seen her in like 4 years. So I thought that was going to be like, I was already over the moon with that. I was already surprised.
Yeah.
With that.
Did you have like set plans that day? Were you expecting something? And then, or no, not really.
Well, all I wanted to do was for my birthday was go hang out in St. Augustine all weekend.
Oh,
just
okay.
Chill.
Cool.
So he was like, yeah, like let's go do that. And so then my godmother surprised me, and then we're like, okay. He's like, so Saturday, like she's going to come to lunch with us and everything. And I was like, great, I'm super excited. So we went to go get breakfast, and then he wasn't eating anything, so I thought he was getting sick. I was very nervous.
Oh!
Because he looked pale, and like he wasn't eating anything, and he usually orders so much stuff for breakfast. I was like, are you okay? And he goes, I'm fine. And
oh my gosh, that's so funny. You're like, great, on my birthday, you're getting sick.
I was getting so nervous. And then we went to the little chapel, the shrine in St. Augustine by where the big cross is. And we went to go light a candle for his family, because his family had said, like, oh, like, can you go light a candle for your sister? And we were like, yeah, like, of course, no problem. It's right there. And so we went, and as soon as we exited the chapel, he started saying all these beautiful things. And then I looked to my right, and there's a photographer, and I was like, what's happening?
Oh, the photographer was there.
I know.
Did that kind of spoil it? You, like, already knew it was happening?
Well, I knew it was kind of happening when he just, like, started telling me, like, all these, like, beautiful things. And I was like, wait, why are you saying? And he starts getting on one knee, and I looked to my right, and there's a camera, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's happening.
I just start crying my eyes out.
I feel like that's like the natural reaction for everyone. It's just hysterically crying. Yeah. That's great. That's so cute, though.
It was perfect. I was very happy.
And then you, like, hung out with your family afterwards.
Yeah, they all showed up, like, I don't know, looked like out of a cartoon or something, like behind trees. They were just like, oh, hey, like, we've been here the whole time. I'm like,
That's so cute.
Ugly crying, and this is all caught on camera.
Did anybody take a video or anything, or just have simple pictures?
Just pictures.
That's good. You're like, oh no, is there a video out there somewhere? Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Congratulations.
Thank
it's so
you.
Exciting. Okay, so where are you from? Are you from here, or?
Yeah, most of my life has been Jacksonville.
Okay.
I was actually born in Italy, but I was only for the first 2 years of my life, so I don't remember it.
Interesting. That's cool. Have you ever been back?
Yes, we've been back a bunch.
Oh, okay,
it's
good.
Been great.
That's nice. Do you have family there or anything?
No, just friends.
Oh, okay.
But I have no Italian blood in me whatsoever.
Okay. You just were there.
Just there for the Navy, yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, so you travel, like your dad was in the Navy or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in the Navy, you know, and NAS Jax, Mayport, I think Mayport.
Okay. So is that why you ended up in Jax from
this?
Yes, okay.
I ended up in Jax.
Like, that's such a
here.
Common story for, like, people in the military who
end
up here because
of that. Yeah, I meet a lot
of,
like, Navy brats here in Jacksonville that were born, like, over in Europe and then, like, had to come back to Jacksonville.
Right. So did you have to move around a lot as a result of your dad being in the Navy, or you kind of got to stick around Jax for...
Yeah, I only got the tail end of his Navy career.
Okay.
My parents were married for a long time before they had me, so
was
mostly my mom got to travel a lot more with just him. And then right at the end of his Navy career.
Okay, so that worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. And then you wanted to make Jacksonville your home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we stayed in Jacksonville.
So you went to Flagler.
Yes.
And what'd you go to school for?
I went to school for graphic design and fine art.
Okay, so, like, you're an artist. Like, that's your thing.
Oh, yeah, ever since I was little.
Was that, like, your dream job when you were a kid, just to be an artist and just...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I used to draw on napkins, like, all the time in restaurants when I was little.
Yeah.
And, like, and paper menus if they had one, and then I would keep the menu, but now most restaurants don't do that anymore.
I know. It's so sad. So is the majority of your family still here, or do you have family all over the place?
Most of my family's in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I have my immediate family here.
Okay.
Like, my mom, my dad, and a couple of my aunts are here, but most everyone's in Puerto Rico.
Do you go back to Puerto Rico a lot?
Yeah, every year.
Oh, great. For, like, holidays and stuff, or just for whenever you can?
I used to go every summer, and now it's switching to going every, like, holiday, like Christmas or New Year's.
Right, because now you have, like, a job.
Yeah.
Like, things are just different now.
Yeah, when you leave school, then you don't have summer vacation anymore.
Right, exactly. So are you an animal person, cat or dog, or do you...
I love animals. I've never had a cat or a dog.
You never had one.
I have a pet tortoise named Herman.
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram. That is so cool. His name is Herman?
Herman, like Herman Munster.
I love it. How long have you had him?
I've had him for 4 years now. That was actually Daniel's first present to me was...
Oh, my gosh.
A tortoise that's going to live for 80 years.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say he's going to be around forever.
Yep.
That's amazing. I wish my dog would be around forever.
I know.
So does he just, like, chill in your house, or do you keep him somewhere, or what?
Yeah, he has a tank at home that he hates.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I come home, I take him out of the tank, and he crawls around.
That's so funny.
Sometimes he comes with me to work.
Oh, my gosh. No way. They don't care. They're like, whatever.
No, they love it.
That's
we tie
awesome.
A balloon around his shell. That way we don't lose him. And he mostly stares out the window at our office because we're right by the beach, so... He stares out the window.
That's kind of sad.
And literally watches everyone walk around, and he goes, why can't I go outside?
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh, that's too funny. What's your favorite thing you would say that you do in your spare time? Like, do you have any hobbies, like, outside, or do you just draw whenever you're not working? Is that, like, your main thing?
Yeah, I think my main thing to
drawing.
Do, especially, like, even if it's not for a project or, you know, like a custom thing that I'm working on, like I definitely am always trying to draw.
You just love it.
Yes, and I'm trying to get back into painting. It was a lot easier to do when you're in art school because they make you paint like a certain amount of hours a week. So now I'm trying to like get back into that habit of making time for fine art.
What do you like to paint, or what did you? I mean, because I know you do like illustrating, so that's like more like. I mean, I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but like more like cartoons. Like that's what I think of, but I'm probably like that's not the proper term.
My illustrations are. Like some of them are more cartoony or like the line drawings.
I know. I've seen it on your Instagram. I think it's so cute and so good.
Thanks.
What about guilty pleasures? Do you watch anything on like any reality TV or is there anything that you do that?
Yeah, definitely. Guilty pleasure right now. I'm binging Riverdale.
What's Riverdale? Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's based off the Archie comics that I like grew up reading, and then they made the show. But it's like super dark and high school and all these horrible
things. Is there like murders and stuff?
Yeah, it's like a murder mystery teenage show.
Because it sounds familiar. Like I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know if I've ever watched it. I feel like people and Netflix are talking about that show, and then that All the Boys that whatever it's called.
Oh, I saw that one.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
All the Boys I've Ever Loved. That was actually cute.
Was it cute? Okay. Because I was like, I watched the preview and I was like, I don't know. It looks a little corny for me. I'm not really like a big like. But I mean, everyone keeps talking about it, so I was just curious.
I thought it was really cute. I was like, that was like whenever Daniel's not home, like I'm like, okay, I can watch really girly, romantic stuff and him not be like,
totally.
Do we have to?
And that's the good time to watch those kind of things. So then you don't have to like hear their commentary in the background because that's the worst. what would you say your biggest pet peeve is?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's like I have so many, so it's like so easy for me to say.
I think my biggest pet peeve is just people saying comments when they don't know like what's going on. So I guess like ignorance is like a really big
just
pet
saying
peeve
something
of mine.
To say it and not having the facts
back
it
like
up.
People who just like blurt out things and they're not like actually like taking the time to think about like what
they say,
what they're saying, and how it's gonna like affect other people and like hurt people, because
that's very common these days.
Yes.
And especially with social media too, people will do it like without, not even in the face of somebody, but on comments or whatever.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, why does everyone have to be mean on comments? I'm like,
excuse me. It's insane. It makes me like wonder what it will be like for like kids.
I know.
Because there's already like children who are like growing up on Instagram who are like 10 years old.
I know.
Like, I didn't even have a phone until I was 16.
I know. I didn't get a phone until, oh my gosh. The phone I had freshman year in high school was like one of those ones from Walmart that, you know, had... looks like a house phone.
Like the little
small
Nokia. Yeah. And you play the snake game on it.
Yeah, there was nothing to do on that.
Yeah, right. You could, like, texting wasn't even really a thing.
No, and if you have to text, you have to, like, go through all the buttons spell out the words. Like, now the kids these days will not. Wow, I sound so old.
I know. No, but it's true. Like, it's so different. And it just makes me think, like, what about when I have kids? How much more different is it going to be? It's crazy.
I know. I'm like, oh, goodness. That's terrifying.
I know. It really is. Okay, so work. I know you're drawing. That's your favorite thing. Do you have, like, a business on your own? Or is this just, like, what you do in your free time and you, like, share it on social media?
So I kind of have a business on my own. My Instagram is called KeyArtist.
Okay.
So I do, like... on my website, I offer, like, custom doodles, couples, or of weddings, or of pets, or even of just, like, best friends, or if you want me to doodle, like, your favorite actress or something like that, like, anything, or skylines.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so that's been my side.
Okay, so then you can you sell prints on there, or you do custom things on there.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Prints, and I want to start offering, like, other things. It's always trying to find that balance between work and, like, trying to also...
do your own thing.
Yeah, have a life and then, like, have the side business.
Have you ever drew a celebrity or something and then had them, like, repost it or anything? Has anybody
I've
ever?
I've come close. They've liked it.
I feel like they do that
and
all the time.
And they've commented, and I've seen so many illustrators that once the celebrity repost you, they get so much more business.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, have you ever tried to do that? Because then you could really, like, bump up your Instagram
I've tried a lot.
Okay.
I've tried... my favorite actress is Gina Rodriguez. And
okay.
She liked it. and I freaked out, but she didn't repost it. I was like, okay, I'll just keep drawing her, like, again, like, another day. I don't want to freak her out.
Yeah. Because I think that's just such a cool thing that somebody would take the time to draw you. And then, I mean, I feel like, why would you not repost it? But I guess
if
you're a big...
local Jacksonville celebrities have reposted me, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean...
I remember, because when the... I don't know if it was the hurricane or the shooting, but we reposted your Jacksonville skyline, which is so great.
Thanks.
And then I feel like... everyone started reposting it. Like, I felt like everyone was posting it at the same time. Like,
I know. When
for the shooting specifically, you drew it originally for the hurricane, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I've been through three hurricanes. I mean, I've probably been through more than that, but three horrible ones that have, like, you know, directly affected me.
Right.
I was flooded in St. Augustine with Matthew.
Oh, geez.
And I was
like
flooded.
Like the house that you lived in?
Yes, the house that I lived in. Oh, I've been flooded out of my house twice.
Oh, no.
I do not live near water or in a historic area anymore. I can't do it.
I don't blame you.
And then...
Where do you live now? In Jacksonville somewhere, though?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, didn't know if you lived in St. Augustine.
I live here in Jax, but I live just not in a flood zone.
Got it. Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, once is horrible, and
yeah.
Two times is forget about it.
I don't recommend it for anyone.
Yeah.
And then I moved from St. Augustine... to Jacksonville, and I moved literally right in front of the St. Johns River. And
oh,
then Hurricane Irma?
Yeah,
right?
Irma was the bad one. It was worse for downtown
yes.
and, like, San Marco and Riverside
oh, yeah.
than it was for the beach, because I live at the beach. I mean, we live in a condo, so we weren't affected. But it's still scary, like...
Yeah, it was...
You know?
I mean, the apartment was beautiful. It was, like, my first one that I had, like, really gotten on my own.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. The sunsets at night on the St. John's River. And it was literally right outside my window.
Oh, gosh.
Even though the building was raised a ton, still like 2 feet of water got in.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really bad. So,
that like inspired you to kind of...
Every doodle was from me just being like, I can't believe this is happening to my home.
Yeah.
And to like where I live. So I'm just... for the St. Augustine one, I posted it and I didn't even sign it because I just... did a doodle and then took a nap. Like, I didn't expect anything to happen, and then...
Oh, people were reposting
it. And people were reposting it like crazy. It showed up on the news. People were asking for prints and T-shirts, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So...
No, it's so cute and so perfect because it's, like, simple, not, like, elaborate, and, like...
Yeah, everybody really likes them, so I thought, okay, well, I made this art, so now I'm gonna see if it can actually, like, help people. So each one, that I sold, I donated everything.
That's so nice. That's so great.
Yeah.
So then you did that for the hurricane, then you also just recently did it for the shooting, or no?
Yes, I
okay.
And then I just reposted it just because I felt, you know, I mean, I feel like we all felt so heartbroken over what happened. Like, this is our home. Like, this is Jax. I grew up going to the Landing, like, all the time. Like, first concerts and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, and like working at this radio station, like we've had shows there before at the Landing like multiple times.
Yeah, I've grown up going to tons of events at the Landing and in downtown Jacksonville. Like,
yeah.
So like, it's very like hard to picture something horrible happening. So I just reposted my Jacksonville doodle again just because, you know.
People,
I was upset.
Yeah. And then people were like, oh, this is perfect. And so hopefully you got like a lot of buys from that too. I feel like that really blew up.
Yeah, I was able to donate $400 to the victims' families.
That's great.
So,
oh, that's so nice. I love
like
that.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. So how long, like, you've been drawing since you were a kid? Like, that's just always been your thing.
Yes.
Like, in school, and like you always just wanted to do that.
Oh yeah, I drew all over my homework, drew in the books. Everything.
Yeah.
It was always like doodling.
Right.
Like, I can't concentrate, like, and I read somewhere that it actually helps some people doodling while hearing, like, not like a speech, like, you know, people teaching and things like that.
Oh, actually, like helping them concentrate?
Yeah. Like, I've always been like that.
Okay. So are you working outside of just whatever you have going on separately, like your own little business? Like, you're working at Void, you said?
Yes.
Okay. What are you doing there?
So I work at Void. What's actually called Bold Brands, and under the umbrella of Bold Brands is Void and Edible.
Okay.
And so I'm the art director at Bold Brands. So we do like branding.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was like bigger than.
Yeah, like
so
now
you do
we're
it
like,
for both companies. Mm-hmm. Or okay, awesome.
Yeah, we have another great art director who does the layout for both the magazines, and then like I'll jump in and do some illustrations for some.
That's
of
so
the
cool.
articles, which is really fun. So this is the first job that I've ever had.
I was gonna
like,
ask you.
Hey, like we want you to doodle, and this is your job, and I'm like. Great. This is great.
This is perfect. This is right up my alley. So did you have any jobs before you started working there, like in after college?
Yes. My first graphic design job was at like a corporate company, you know, basic design work, not a lot of doodling.
Okay, right.
Like no doodling at
like
all.
Like something you're good at, but just not necessarily something you like want to do all the time.
Yeah, and I feel like that happens to a lot of designers. Like not every designer, their first job is going to be like the work that you really want to do.
Right. You just got to get your foot in there and get experience.
Yeah, it's work that's going to get you experience and, like, you learn more, like, technical things along the way and just how to, like, time manage. So
sure.
Each job has been, like, a very good, like, stepping point
Absolutely.
To the next one.
So this is your second full-time job since school or
no? My third.
Oh, your third. Okay. So you've just been doing, like, graphic design before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I went from, like, a corporate company to another design agency, and now I'm at Bold Brands.
Okay, awesome. So, like, what's a day in the life at your job? Like, what are you – is every day different or
– Yeah, I think that's the good part about it. I mean, every month we have the magazine publication, so we can always, like, kind of expect that. But
yeah.
Other than that, every day's kind of different depending on, like, what clients we get. And
right.
Usually, depending on the month, like, there's a different cool event that we're putting on, so I'm working on design work for that.
Yeah, and they always have cool, fun events going
yeah.
on. Like you were saying, Bruval or whatever. What did you have to do with that?
So, we had to do the logo.
Oh, okay.
I did the shirt designs, all the signage.
Oh, very cool.
So everything that goes on the website.
So, is it a team effort? Like, you and the other art director are doing it together, or are you kind of just, you have your hands in...
So,
the majority of it.
So I'll do the event stuff, and then the other art director will do like magazine layout. So he focuses on like Void and Edible,
right?
And then, so I'll focus on like the events and like our clients and things like that.
And like web stuff too, or does he do the web stuff, or you do the web stuff?
I've actually been getting into the web stuff, so
that's such a good thing to know how to do too. Like
yeah.
just in general for life,
yes.
You know, everything is on the web. On web, so
I know it's. Become very, very important.
Yeah, for sure. So that's great. It's good experience. What would you say your favorite thing is ever that you've created, like, on your own time? Like, maybe one of your favorite, like, pictures you've ever drawn or just one of your favorite pieces that you've designed.
I love all my doodles, especially the skyline ones just because they've ended up helping people, so I think that they have, like, that special meaning to
sure,
me.
Sure, absolutely.
Always.
And it got, like, such big attention, too, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. But some personal pieces that I want to, like, that's why I want to get back into painting now is I've done portraits of my family, and, like, based off of, like, old photos from Puerto Rico.
Oh, cool.
So I want to continue, like, the series, and eventually just have, like, a bunch of pieces that tell, like, the story kind of, like, of my family by, like, portraits.
Oh, that's so nice. Because
I love drawing people. Like, even if it's, like, goes from cartoony to, like, my painting style is more realistic.
Oh, really? Okay. So that would be, like, a goal of yours is to kind of get that out there?
Yeah, definitely to show, like, the side of Puerto Rico that not a lot of people, like, here in the United States know about. That's, like, a huge part of, like, who I am.
Yeah.
So.
So what would that kind of look like?
I have so many photos of my family, you know, working. We call El Campo, like, the farming area, the mountains is, like, mm-hmm. where my family's from.
Okay.
So it's, like, beautiful greenery and people farming. And I just have, like, there's just so many, like, really cool photos of people, like.
So you go off the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, so you're, like, trying to show that there's more to Puerto Rico than just, like, when people go on vacation there. Like,
yes,
you want to,
like,
show
the
culture.
History and the culture of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, the beauty of, like, the island.
Yeah.
And
oh, my gosh,
like
I love that.
Yeah.
And would that be something you want to, like, just to do, like, for yourself? Or would that be something you would want to, like, try to sell?
I would love to showcase it. I mean,
yeah.
I have to make all the pieces and then see who would be interested in showing it.
Sure.
I've only been in one gallery in my whole life, and it was when I was in college, so they were showcasing college students.
Okay.
So this would be the first time I would be trying to put my work in like a gallery to see if like a gallery would host it.
There's a lot of that around here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of local people I've been seeing like showcase their work or things like that. So I just have to
get
back into it.
Of course. That sounds awesome. I love the idea of it, though. And it's so unique to you. And I feel like not a lot of people would be like, you know, no one else would have that mm-hmm. because those are your photos.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
So cool. I love it. Okay. What would you say, like, is your ultimate, like, dream gig? You know, one day, like, would you want to have your own company or would you want to have your own art, like, studio? Or what would you be, like, what would be your ideal, like, end goal for your...
Yeah, my dream is to literally have my own studio space.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can like full time like just illustrate. Like I follow so many amazing illustrators that, you know, once they got big enough and once they had the clientele to back them up, like they just paint and draw all day.
And they do what
in
they
their
love.
Studio.
Yeah.
And they do what they love and their studios are gorgeous. And I follow one who's in New York and she has a gorgeous New York studio.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm a really big fan of Jenna Alexander, who's in St. Augustine.
Okay.
She has a beautiful studio space, too, and makes amazing work all the time. That's the goal, is just to have, like, my own space and just literally all day just create work.
Yeah, because I feel like that for you, that doesn't seem like it would even be work. Just seems like
it would
be... No, it
would be so much fun. Yeah. It would be so much fun just to do what you wanted to draw, like...
Right.
All day. It would be amazing.
Of course. So do you collab with anybody locally? Have you? Or do you, like, sell your stuff anywhere? Or
I've collabed with a lot of, like, local shops.
Okay.
They've sold, like, they've volunteered to sell, like, the Skyline prints.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I've seen that, too.
And I'm trying to make, like, more prints that that people would just want to buy just to have, like, in their house.
Yeah.
So that I could, like, feature them in those shops. Like, Rosie
Absolutely.
Cheek in St. Augustine or Gloss Goods or...
Yeah.
Inga's, like...
I've had all of those people on the podcast. I was like, I love them all.
Yeah, all three of them have had my Skyline prints before.
That's awesome.
So I've always, and we've talked about it, and I've always wanted to try and, like, make them, like, some fun prints that they could just sell in the shop.
Yeah,
it's
be
just
great.
It's more, I have so many, like, ideas. I just have to, like, make them
yeah.
all.
Well, you also have a full-time job, and now you're planning a wedding, so you have a lot
of
stuff.
I know, I keep forgetting that part, too. I'm like, oh.
There's a lot of work on your plate right now.
Yeah, like my most recent doodle was literally a cartoon of me and Daniel going like, okay, so how do we do this?
Where do we start? I bet you it's so overwhelming. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah, I literally, like, the one thing that I know that I have gotten over with already just because I'm terrified of, like, saving, like, a day or a day going away was to get the church that we wanted.
Oh, good. You did it already?
Yes, that's done.
Oh, my God. Then you're, like, ahead of the game.
Like, that's the only thing that had me nervous. Everything else, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
That's great. I mean, you're already, like, wait. I mean, you just got engaged on Saturday. You're good to go. Everything else is smooth sailing.
I'm like, everything else, I'm okay with that. We can figure that out later.
Yeah, that's great.
I just wanted the one day.
The cool thing about Jacksonville, too, is there's so many people that I've even met just from doing this podcast. Like, so many people who run their own businesses,
yeah,
flowers, venues. Like, it's just, like, crazy.
I feel like half my friends on Instagram own a small business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like supporting small businesses.
Sure.
And, like, people that I actually know.
Right, absolutely.
And, like, half of them do, like, amazing stuff for weddings. And now I'm just like... Okay, please help.
Yeah, now's your time to shine. Do you have any advice for any, like, business ladies out there like yourself who are trying to do their own side hustle, but also, you know, you got to work, you got to make some money in the meantime?
Oh, I'm always trying to get advice from them, too.
But maybe they would take some from you because you have an interesting story. You know, you've done the work, you've started at different places, and now you seem like you're in a good place.
Yeah, so. I always try to... make time, like, I mean, it's always really hard, and I mean, I applaud the people who have a job, side hustle, and they have kids.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I just have Herman, and he's very low maintenance right now. He just sleeps and eats lettuce. But I always try to, like, make sure that I take time to, like, have fun with the projects, too, or, like, I set aside time, like, okay, like, this week on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to take, like, an hour and make sure, like, I've doodled, like, all the custom orders.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll be, like, okay, we're going to go ship out all the orders early Wednesday morning, but on the bright side, like, you'll go get a donut. Like, I don't know. Like, try to, like...
Absolutely. You got to have those things to look forward to.
Yeah, I have a planner, and I, like, write down and scribble so many things. So
right.
I definitely, like, cannot survive without of it.
And I was like, are you, like, that very organized person? Because I'm, like, so not that person.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like I have multiple lists, like, floating around. Yeah. But
a lot of different things going on at all different times.
But
I get it.
I always, I think my biggest advice is don't forget to also treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yes, because you're doing, like, a lot. So, I don't know. I feel like life is too short to be totally stressed. I try to avoid it at all costs. I say this as I'm planning a wedding, apparently. Yeah. But
it'll be worth it.
Yes. I want to try all costs not to be stressed out. Like, try to be like, okay, well, if this doesn't work out or if this doesn't happen the way it's supposed to be, like, it's okay. Like,
yeah, 100%. So that's great advice, though.
Go get ice cream or a donut. Or
I like that advice. Go get ice cream. okay, so where can people buy your work? On your website?
Yes.
Okay.
At keyartist.com, you just click on the shop link, and there's a bunch of prints. There's custom options.
Okay.
And
then you just, like, upload a picture or something, and then you can do it that way.
Yeah, at the end of when you purchase, you'll see my email, and you just email me, like, a picture that you want me to reference.
That's so cute. I feel like it's a good idea for, like, gifts.
Oh, yeah. Christmas is coming up, so I'm going to have, like, a huge
sale.
Like, last year I had my first Christmas sale last year. And I learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
I bet a lot more orders
than you expected.
Than I expected. So this year I'm starting it way earlier.
That's great.
So that I have time to relax so that they're all out, like, before, like, the first week of December.
Right. So that you don't have to, like, be stressed around the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody has them super early.
That's so cool. I love that idea.
Yeah. And I want to try to have, like, different, like, sizes and products this year for Christmas.
Yes. You draw, like, a little family portrait.
Yeah.
I love that. And then social media, where can everybody follow you? And I know Instagram for sure. Is that, like, your main source?
Yeah, Instagram is my main. I have a Facebook page too. They're both under Key Artist. So it's literally K-I and the word artist.
Artist. Okay, I almost called you that when you walked into it. Key Artist? Is this you?
My friends in college used to call me that. That's where it came from.
Oh, I love it. It's perfect.
My best friend came up with it.
I love it. Kiara, thank you so much for coming on Babecast.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.